secondly, to show why we as Orthodox people should be interested in the American constitutional form of limited government and how its endangerment should be of concern to us. And I'll add a third thing, if time allows, God willing, to equip and strengthen ourselves for more effective engagement with others in what is, it's true to say, a non-Orthodox culture. We might say non-Christian, but we won't get into that. The society in which we live.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the second one and the third one again?
Okay. It's okay. I'll just, here. No, never mind. Okay, the second one. To show why we as Orthodox people should be interested in the American constitutional form of limited government.
Are you going to expand on that?
This is we're looking from the top of the mountain at the moment out across the vast valley. Yes, God willing. Why we as Orthodox should be interested in the American constitutional form of limited government and how its endangerment should be of concern to us. And then the third thing, as I said, if time allows, to equip and strengthen ourselves for more... Am I going too fast?
Okay, sorry. I should have learned shorthand.
No.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. If time allows, to equip and strengthen ourselves for more effective engagement with the non-Orthodox culture and society in which we live. And we only have a short amount of time in which to accomplish all this, so obviously all we're going to do is make a beginning. Subdeacon Thomas called a couple of weeks ago, or maybe less than that, and asked me, this is not on the text, anyway, and said, is there anything that I could read in preparation? And I thought, oh, Lordy. Too much and too little. That was just an aside. Okay, we only have a certain amount of time, and we're only going to make a beginning. We cannot possibly hope to complete our task, but as the saying goes, a job well begun is half done. It also means we'd be wise to use our time well. And so, with that intent, I'd like to ask for a timekeeper, someone who will help us. We started a little late, as Orthodox are wont to do. I'm thinking we need to take a break, say in a half hour, maybe let me know in a half hour, and maybe we'll take a break before then. So we'll skip that part. Our subject is both important and timely because we live in a pluralistic society that, for the most part, does not agree with Christian teaching, not only concerning the person and ministry of Christ, but also concerning the moral standards and code of conduct which he teaches and exemplifies, and the very end and purpose of human life which our Orthodox faith teaches. Not only teaches, but provides the means for achieving. So perhaps a more articulate title for our weekend would be, and I'll let Mother write this down, Expressing Our Orthodox Christian Conscience in the Context of Our American Citizenship.
Expressing
Our Orthodox Christian Conscience in the context of our American citizenship. We're looking for integrity first in ourselves. And by integrity, I mean to be one thing, not to be many, not to be split into factions and fractions within ourselves. Or is our half hour up?
No. Yeah. No,
I can assure you.
That reminds me, I should put my phone on. I'm likely to get a call from my sister or something about now.
Just wanted to talk about
it. Actually, I like talking to my sister. Okay. So, obviously, then our theme falls into two parts, each of which raises important questions. First off, what does it even mean to be an Orthodox Christian? And this is one of those things you could say, oh, Father, haven't we covered that often enough? Maybe not. In today's context, what is the proper relationship of an Orthodox Christian to secular authority? How does that relationship change if the secular authority's view of and policy towards the church and Orthodox confession changes? Like I said, we're just making a beginning. And then the other part is, what does it mean to be an American? I think it's one of those things they do video interviews on. What does it mean to you to be an American? In fact, speaking of my sister, I received, my mother, God bless her, is 98 years old. And unfortunately is living in a memory facility now. But one sister lives in the same town in Texas where they live. That part of the family lives. And so on the 4th of July, or I guess it was the day before, she sent me a video that they had made at this place that was my mother and my sister sitting there, and they were asking those kind of questions. What does it mean to you to be an American? What is it you value most? Or, you know, questions like that. Unfortunately, Mom was looking good but not talking, you know. And so my sister did most of the answering until they got to the question, hot dogs or hamburgers on the 4th? And my sister says, hamburgers. And Mom says, yeah, I like hamburgers. Anyway, sorry. What does it mean to be an American? Why do human beings form governments? Why do governments even exist? What are the fundamental, legitimate purposes of civil government? And then joining these two themes provokes a further line of questioning. Why should Orthodox be interested and involved in the American political process? More precisely, why should Orthodox people be interested in the American constitutional form of government? In an address known as the Four Freedoms Speech, which was technically the 1941 State of the Union Address delivered on January 6, 1941, so we're talking almost 12 months, I guess, 11 months before Pearl Harbor, President Roosevelt proposed four fundamental freedoms that he believed people everywhere in the world, and that's in quotes, everywhere in the world, ought to enjoy. Freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. What do you think of his list?
Are you really asking us?
I'm really asking. I'll even sit down.
I think it's ridiculous.
I think it's backwards of what we need, but accurate in how to protect them. We need to be free from fear, but by that we need to have freedom of speech within the context of the society. I suspect.
Okay.
I think it's good.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mother Adams.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you're hearing a lot in this day and age is the difference between freedom of worship and freedom of religion, such that, freedom of worship is sometimes construed to be like what you do privately and freedom of religion is a broader thing in terms of like taking your relationship with God and your beliefs out into the public square.
Okay, well, God willing, we're going to get to that, okay. And if we don't, kick me or say something, rather.
Yeah, I don't kick.
I give you freedom of speech on that.
Okay.